This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The word capitalize, it's my translation of the word ighdanim. Ighdanim means seize the opportunity. In fact, there is, in my opinion, there is no better translation than the word capitalize. Capitalize on five things before five. And it's a very commercial word, capitalize on. But throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses commercial language to help us understand. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min adhabin aleem. O believers, should I not show you a tijarah, a trade, that will deliver you from the fire? Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi'anna lahum al-jannah. Indeed, Allah has purchased the lives and the wealth of the believers in return that for them shall be Jannah. So Allah uses commercial language. فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتَهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. Speaking of the misguided people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, their trade was not profitable and they were not guided. So Allah likens our relationship with Allah subhanahu. In fact, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهِ يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Those who pledge their allegiance to you, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in reality they are pledging their allegiance to Allah. يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Allah's hand is above theirs. And other verses as well that speak of the bay'ah between Allah and His creation, between Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his followers. The word bay'ah is, it comes from the same root letters and it's very closely related. In fact, it's close related to the word bay'ah. So bay'ah means trade and bay'ah means a pledge. And the reason they are related, and in fact, in the bay'ah, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak of the hand? And traditionally, the Arabs, when they would give the bay'ah, how would the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam accept the bay'ah? By hand. Because that marks an agreement, it's a sealing of a deal. So whether the deal is a contract, whether the contract is of a relationship or whether the contract is of a purchase and sale, it's a contract. And traditionally, there were no receipts. So how would people seal the deal? It was done with a handshake. So whether it's bay'ah, trade, hand on hand, whether it's a pledge, it's hand on hand. So throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses commercial language because that's the language that we understand. Profit, loss, gain, loss. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what He wishes to say in those terms. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us exactly the same. So in this hadith, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس, capitalize on five before five. And in another hadith, which is very closely related, and it's recorded by Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi in his Sahih and by others, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. There are two gifts, two blessings of Allah in which many people are at a loss. مغبون means someone who suffers a financial loss. One of the principles in Islamic finance, which often distinguishes between halal and haram, is that there shouldn't be any ghabn fahish. Ulama say there shouldn't be any ghabn fahish, which means severe loss, unbearable loss. And I elaborated on this when I was commenting on the ahadith of Kitab al-Buyu', the Book of Transactions from Sahih al-Bukhari many years ago. Some of you may have been present then and may recall. And I mentioned that principle then in the light of a number of ahadith, that one of the things that governs the prohibition or the permissibility of financial dealings and transactions is the principle of ghabn fahish, meaning severe and bearable loss. And that's what ghabn means. It doesn't just mean a loss, it means a very serious loss, financial loss, monetary loss. So here the Prophet ﷺ says exactly the same thing. نِعْمَتَانْ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. There are two blessings of Allah in which many people suffer a ghabn, meaning they suffer a monetary financial loss. Now in reality, it's not a monetary loss, but that's the language that the Prophet ﷺ uses. There are two blessings of Allah in which many people suffer a great loss, truly an unbearable loss. And the two blessings are as-sihhatu wal-farah, good health, and time and free opportunity. So the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indeed is a commercial one here. اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. The Arabs, especially the Quraysh of Mecca, they were traders. And this was their language. So it was a perfect language to help them understand. And it's human nature. We are so conscious of financial loss, of the right, paying the right price, never overpaying. And that's why we check prices. We hunt for bargains. We ensure that we do not pay a penny more than we need to. We will undergo certain difficulties. We will actually spend more time in order to purchase something at a distance if it means that we get it cheap. We're willing to spend more time. We may even walk there just because it may be a few pennies or a few pounds cheap. Because that's how much we value gain and profit in wealth, and that's how much we fear loss in profit in wealth. But what of our time? Wealth comes and goes. The rich become poor, the poor become rich. And there are many opportunities. And a lot of the time we have excess wealth. But unlike most of the things, there is one thing which is irretrievable, which once lost, no strength, no power, even combined in the universe, can retrieve that lost thing. And that's time. Every second that passes is truly irretrievable.